Iranian Parliament Speaker Mohammad Bagher Ghalibaf, who has served as a lead negotiator, similarly warned that Tehran does not accept negotiations under the shadow of threats and is prepared to reveal new cards on the battlefield. The rhetoric was accompanied by visible military signaling, with Iranian state-linked outlets showing ballistic missiles, including Qadr and Horamshahr systems, displayed in rallies across the country just hours before the ceasefire's expected expiration. A senior Iranian commander also warned that if regional countries support U.S. military operations, they could face the destruction of their oil infrastructure, underscoring the broader stakes for the Middle East and global energy markets as tensions persist around the Strait of Hormuz. The ceasefire extension marked a shift from Trump's earlier stance. Speaking Tuesday morning on CNBC, the president said he was not inclined to prolong the truce and warned that if no deal were reached, "I expect to be bombing," adding that U.S. forces were raring to go. Despite extending the ceasefire, Trump made clear the U.S. pressure campaign would remain in place, emphasizing that the naval blockade, which he has described as a tremendous success, will continue until Iran presents a viable proposal. With talks stalled, no Iranian delegation committed, and both sides maintaining hardline positions, the extension delays, but does not resolve, the prospect of renewed conflict as Washington awaits Tehran's next move. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.